Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome tonight to the Light of Truth broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right. Well, that was the introduction. Yes, it is a cold open. I guess you're somewhere on the road. I am, however, here in the studio, so hopefully you can hear me all right. I haven't used this gear in a few weeks, but I'm sure that it passes mustard. Thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. Today is January the 3rd, 2019, and yes, a new year has come. An old year has gone, and it seems like the world is still spinning out of control, and the consequences of good people doing nothing are beginning to be seen. Some believed there would be no consequence to inaction. Some believed that there would be no consequence to standing by as a jovial observer. Some believed that there would be no consequences to being a bystander, to being a cheerleader. And yet we are seeing that the descent into madness is speeding up. People, quite honestly, have lost touch with reason. They've lost touch with logic. They've lost touch with what makes them human. And I'm beginning to see a couple trends, especially during the last couple weeks, that are thoroughly disturbing to me, as they should be to you, as they should be to any individual who understands what control is, who understands how devilish, destructive, and demonic a pursuit it is to control what people say, what people think, and how people act, and to fashion levers, to fashion strings that one can pull readily and basically upturn somebody's life in an instant. But before we get to all that, the government is shut down. Has anyone noticed? It's been a few days, hasn't it? You know what? World's still spinning madly on. I guess last count, what, 800,000 government employees are on furlough? And the thing that astounds me, the thing that I can't understand for the life of me, is the term non-essential personnel. Because those are the only people truly hurt by this shutdown of government. Pray tell, if the people that were furloughed, if the people that are not currently getting paid by your tax dollar were non-essential to begin with, why are they getting a paycheck? We have to acknowledge the fact that if anyone, anywhere in the world, ran a business the way the U.S. government is run, they'd go broke within a couple years. If someone is non-essential, by definition, they are unnecessary. If that individual is unnecessary, then you send them on their way and wish them farewell and bid them good luck and good journey and encourage them to look for another line of work, for another job, for another place of employment, because everyone's hiring. Everywhere I drive, and I drive a lot because we'll get into that a little later because I want to tie it in to something that I've noticed that should raise alarms with a lot of people, especially those that are dependent on the system as it stands, especially those that are dependent for their livelihood with platforms on the internet and with credit card companies and things of that nature. It's becoming fairly obvious that they mean to control the population, they mean to control the masses by having the sword of Damocles known as taking away your means of earning a living hanging over the heads of individuals. Like I said, we're going to get into that a little later, because at this moment you might be saying, well, that really doesn't concern me. Well, it should, because we're getting corralled. We're getting intellectually corralled as citizens of these United States. And the threat of having their finances and their means of earning an income taken away is causing certain people to be silent when they should speak. It is causing certain people to alter their message so that the message might not be deemed offensive. That's the best way I can put it. That's the nicest way I can put it. And it's not just in the world. It's also in the church. It's also among Christians. It's also among people who want to be rising stars rather than servants of Christ. There are two camps within the church nowadays. There are people that want to be famous, and there are people that care not a whit about fame. And those people that care not a whit about fame speak the truth regardless of what the world might think of it. But those who are, in fact, seeking fame, those who are, in fact, seeking the adulation of the majority, let's put it that way, will do everything in their power, including distance themselves from the message of the cross, including distance themselves from the words of Jesus, just to placate the godless so that they are looked upon as visionary, as the go-to spiritual leader, the one to whom men ought to go in order to receive direction, even though once they've distanced themselves from the words of Christ, their direction is pointless. It's meaningless. It's human. It's not godly in any way. But they don't concern themselves with that. They think that once they're famous, they can right the ship anew. They think that once they're famous, they can do the right thing and sort of steer the Titanic away from the iceberg. We know how that went. But yes, back to the government shutdown. I'm not feeling the effects of it. If you happen to be working for government and are among those considered non-essential personnel, sorry, not sorry. It's, you know, what can I say? You're non-essential. Find something to do wherein you are considered essential. Because that's the secret that nobody tells people looking for jobs and people who desire to be gainfully employed. If you are essential, in whatever position you find yourself, then you're at no risk of being furloughed, then you're at no risk of losing your job, then you're at no risk of demanding a raise and having your boss say, well, sorry, can't do it. See you later. Because you're essential. By the very definition of the word, you're necessary. Whether it's being a janitor when nobody else wants to be, whether it's being a plumber when the skill has gone by the wayside by and large. You know what? I needed a plumber a few weeks ago. My hot water heater started leaking, and I don't know how to deal with that. And so I looked for a plumber. The man was very busy. The man had a backlog. He said, I've been trying to go on vacation for the last 4 months and I haven't been able to because everybody's calling. I can fit you in at 6 o'clock in the morning, if that's okay with you. I had a leaky heating unit. Yes, 6 o'clock is fine with me. Woke up at 5:45, put on coffee, put on a smile. The man showed up at 6. He did his job, and it stopped leaking. He was essential. Now, he was kind enough not to ask for, you know, a higher fee than normally charged. But from my house, he was going to somewhere else in the neighborhood, and then he had appointments for the rest of the day. See, I have a problem with non-essential people getting paid by taxpayer dollar. Call me a fool. Because there's a lot of people that are well-meaning. There's a lot of people that want to serve. I'm not disparaging that. But there's also a lot of people that have realized there's a low bar to entry when government employment is concerned. I'll be nice. I'll be gentle. I'll say it that way. There's a very low bar to entry. Dare I say, it's almost non-existent. If you can pass a drug test, well, chances are pretty good that within the week you'll be gainfully employed by either the state or the federal government. If you don't have a criminal record and you can pass a drug test, well, yeehaw. Good benefits, decent pay, and you don't have to exert yourself, and you don't have to wonder how you're going to make payroll, and you don't have to do 1,000 other things that, you know, the mortals known as entrepreneurs have to do. But the trade-off is you're non-essential. So if the time does come where the government is shut down, you're part of the people that, you know, have an extended vacation. How long this will last, I do not know. I do believe, however, that this current administration cannot back off the wall. They can't. If they do, then I think that the next elections are a toss-up. We're seeing more and more evidence of people in this country illegally committing horrific crimes. Just last week, an officer who came here legally, also an immigrant, but a legal immigrant, came with his family, went to school, became a cop, got shot and killed by an illegal. Starting to grate on the American people, because more and more individuals are seeing that the non-citizen, apparently by what certain elected members of Congress and Senate say, have more rights than taxpaying citizens. And then herein lies the quandary, if you will. If a non-citizen has more rights and remittances than a citizen does, what, pray tell, is the benefit of being a citizen? And a law-abiding one at that. See, but they don't think this through far enough. They never do. Because the average man and the average woman is busy earning a living and paying for their rent and paying for their mortgage and keeping their kids fed. But whenever they have enough time to take a breath and they lift their head and they look around and see what's happening, they're beginning to realize that they're being treated not just like second-class citizens, but like slaves. You're a number. Shut up, do your job, pay your taxes. And hopefully, if you would be so kind, die before you can collect Social Security. And you have individuals being elected to office that would have a difficult time making it as dog catchers anywhere else. Have you seen this new crop that's in the House of Representatives? If this is a representation of the people, then I'm sorry, we deserve everything that's coming to us. If this is what we have deemed the best and brightest among us to represent us in government, then I'm sorry, you've got no one to blame but yourself. If you choose to do nothing, this is what happens. If you choose to sit idly by and twiddle your thumbs and wait for the rapture, this is what happens. And there's a segment of Christendom that just wants to hasten the end of it all. And I don't understand that mindset. I think it's counterproductive. I think it's fatalistic. And I think it does a disservice, not only to the Great Commission, but it does a disservice to the household of faith. So I'm going to circle back to talk about what I hinted at earlier. Apparently, and this has been verified, credit card companies have joined in with certain internet platforms and payment gateways, and they are arbitrarily deciding who they will demonetize, whom they will not allow to collect payments through their portals, and who essentially they will leave penniless, without an income, and unable to feed their families. There's a handful of people that this has already happened to, and oh, surprisingly, oddly enough, they're all conservative leaning, if we want to call it that. They lean right. I do believe that this is a test run. And I do believe that if this works, it will be used as a weapon. Because I know that there are people already adjusting what they say and how they say it for fear of being demonetized, for fear of having PayPal or other entities shut out their accounts. And this is scary to me. Because somebody like Visa or MasterCard or PayPal or any other platform that is simply used as a means of remittance ought not to have a political leaning. It ought not to have a horse in the fight. And if they do, then they need to be sued out of existence before they have complete control. Understand that this is not a joke. I thought this through. This has been one of the things that I've been mulling over for the last couple weeks. And by the way, I apologize for not being here last week, out of power, and no internet. So I couldn't do it. Could not be done. But I'm here today. And again, back to this. My mind wanders. They are taking away people's abilities to provide for their families because they disagree with their political stance. They disagree with their political leaning. They disagree with the things that they have said. And again, if you ask, what did they say? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they said. The fact that payment providers and platforms are taking it upon themselves to tell people what to say should be scary to you, because this canon will be aimed at the church eventually. Understand this. Believe it. And unless you happen to be one of those rainbow-waving churches that welcomes everyone of all stripes, because, you know, I don't know, nobody knows, and all that nonsense, unless you happen to be one of the churches that throws out the Bible and embraces every sin without telling the sinner they must repent, then hey, we're just going to tighten the screws a little. Does it hurt? Okay, a little more. They're trying to make examples of people so that everybody else falls in line. That is the most dastardly thing that I could think of. And for the longest time, people who know me, those that are close to me, don't understand why I've always insisted on not being dependent on ministry for providing for my family. Well, you know, to whom much is given, all that good jazz. Yes, okay, the workman is worthy of his hire. I do take a stipend from the ministry, but I'm not dependent on it. And so, the threat of being deplatformed doesn't even enter my mind, because I'm not dependent on the platform. Now, there are many who are. And once you begin to think this through, once you begin to put one foot in front of another and actually see the horrible place that this ends in, it should really be bothersome to you, because people leading corporations are making decisions as to who can earn a living and who cannot based on their political leaning. That should be frightening. And yet, absolutely no outcry. Absolutely no rebuke of this. The more that they can control what you see and what you hear, the more they can silence voices of dissent, the more they can marginalize those that they disagree with, the easier it will be for them to propagandize a majority of this country. Now, in case you haven't heard it, Nancy Pelosi is back in charge of the House. She was sworn in as something or other. And so I'm thinking we're in for 2 years of nonsense where very little gets done in government, but where the media will continue to hammer and hammer and hammer at this administration. I've talked to friends and family alike, and I was quite honest. I honestly couldn't put my family and myself through the meat grinder that this president has put himself through over the last 2 years. It's unseemly what they've done to this family. It's unseemly what they've done to this man. Whether you love him or hate him, you gotta admit, It has been nonstop, 24/7, all out. And now the House is in control of the Democrats. And, you know, the very anxious among them, the ones who like to jump the gun, as it were, are already talking impeachment and articles of this and that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think it brings us one step closer to certain prophetic utterances that were spoken long ago. Look, to be perfectly honest with you, up until a few years ago, it's not that I didn't believe there would be civil unrest in this country or that there would be another civil turmoil. I didn't quite see it. I believed it would. I just didn't understand how. The pieces weren't there. But now, it's really no longer an issue of if. The issue is more when. Because as a nation, we've never been as divided. And our elected officials seem to be unconcerned with the will of the people. They seem to be unconcerned about what's good for the nation. We have come to that place where the founding fathers of this country warned that if ever we came to this place, this grand experiment known as a constitutional republic would be in danger of being no more. And that place is people discovering that they can vote themselves benefits from the public coffers and being short-sighted enough to do just that. Not caring the debt they are burdening their children and their children's children with. Not caring where the money was coming from or that it had to be taxed from somebody else. Their only concern was that they got something for nothing. And if they were promised that something for nothing, then they would vote in the person that promised them the most. And you have this new crop of individuals that just got sworn in as House representatives who, make no mistake about it, are communists. Don't try to split hairs. Oh, they're just socialists. No, they're communists. Naked communism. Take from the rich, give to the poor, until the rich become poor, and then we all live in misery hunting cats with sticks for dinner. It is communism. This is Karl Marx. This is exactly how it was implemented, how it was presented to the poverty class in Eastern Europe, in Romania and in Russia, and all the other former communist nations. This is exactly how it was presented. It was presented as a necessary redress because the rich were just getting too rich. And, well, the poor, they were just too poor. And so we have to take from some, because that's what social justice is all about. And so we're beginning to see this new crop of elected officials pushing communism, and there is no pushback against them. Understand how frightening that is. They are trying to push communism, and there is no pushback against them. No one is standing up and saying, hey, Venezuela tried this. Russia tried this. China tried this. Everywhere it's been tried, it ended in genocide. It ended in starvation. Just because you call it socialism and not communism doesn't mean it's something different than what it is. And you have to realize that our lethargy, our indifference, is bringing us to this place. We are surrendering our freedoms for the promise of baubles. We are surrendering our freedoms for the promise of something free, when we should be mature enough to understand that nothing, absolutely nothing, in this world is free. Someone is paying for it. Now, the fact that a vast majority doesn't care who that someone is troublesome.
Just hang on the line, everyone. Mike's call dropped a minute. I'm sure he'll call right back in. Hey, everyone. The power shut off where Mike is, so this will be the end of the show. Sorry about that, but we'll have it on YouTube tomorrow.